There were multiple faculty on the regional campuses working towards the same goal of expanding the opportunities available to students interested in health health certificates and health minors. So instead of having these programs working separately, we decided to combine our efforts and to create a umbrella shell, a framework for any professor or any group of faculty working on the regional campuses wanting to offer a health-related degree to work with us as a consortium and offer these degrees together. And one of the advantages to the IU system is that we can enhance our recruitment and retention efforts.
Mm-hmm. Professor Briggs, you mentioned before our conversation that you had, and along with Professor Zenner, had come up with ideas along these lines, I guess, in the past. What were your ideas that you, in turn, when you got together, when you found out about this little competition, so to speak, that decided it would be a perfect fit?
Well, I had started working on a new research project as part of my own research agenda. And while working on that, I began to come into contact with health professionals, with professors from other universities, even within the state, particularly Purdue and IUPUI. And they had talked about this kind of collectivity known as medical humanities, which very much summed up the kind of field that I was moving into in terms of my research. And as I began to look into it, I realized that this was an opportunity to begin to build a similar type program at IU Northwest, that we had a number of the resources kind of scattered throughout our own institution, but lacking, I think, as Professor Zenner had mentioned, lacking that kind of umbrella to bring them together. So in my discussions at conferences with a number of these professionals elsewhere, I began to realize that we had a real opportunity to enhance our programs at IU Northwest. So kind of independent of all this, I began to kind of draw together a blueprints about building a program, working at a much more leisurely pace at the time, but then realizing as soon as this was brought to our attention that there was a real opportunity to kind of bring these energies together and create something kind of special.
I understand that one of the things that is a key about the Regional Campus Grand Challenges Initiative is that you mentioned it's multidisciplinary. It's an opportunity to bring different professors from different areas that may have something in common to work on a project like this. And you picked this one in particular. What were the things that, and Professor Salinas Saunders, if you'd like to join in, please do. What, in turn, since you had a chance in particular, because you took a look at a lot of the data and worked on this, what got you, as well as your individual projects on this, interested in deciding that this was the perfect fit for Northwest Indiana, or you felt it was, in trying to come up with jobs to help boost the economy, help the university, the IU Northwest campus, and I guess the other campuses that are involved as well, too, at IU South Bend and IU Kokomo? The whole region needs more medical assistants, I suppose, or medical specialists, don't they?
I think one important point is that the proposal has a two-part mission. One is to make Indiana smarter and therefore having additional academic programs and academic tracks for students will improve the overall education of the area. But the second part of the mission is to make Indiana healthier. And the idea of health is expanded in the last decade or so. And I can tell you, I'm a criminologist by training, but I thought that this would be a good opportunity to bridge between criminology and public health, which is actually a new trend in our nation. There are multiple opportunities for research here. On the one hand, we can measure whether the program is improving actually the opportunities for our students. But on the other hand, we can also measure whether this is having an impact in the long run in the community and helping people in terms of health literacy and also health overall.
And in terms of job growth trends, this is not true just of Indiana, but in the U.S. overall, health jobs are one of the leading areas. So this is a very good area on which to focus.
Well, we always hear about the fact that there's a seemingly a constant shortage of nurses, and even that goes comes down not only from college-educated nurses, but those that have gone through other training as well too, to assistants and to specialists too, I would imagine. So it does follow through that it's a perfect opportunity to create jobs. When you all got together, started your research, how did you sort of block things out? Since you've worked on individual projects and in research before, what did you take a look at and you say, well, let's fit these together? And obviously you had to have something to present to the folks in Bloomington to compete for the space. And we should mention too, by the way, that this particular project for the Health Studies Consortium is one of only two winners for this year's challenge. And it's interesting to note that you probably had other competition as well too, and you seem to have a great idea, and you beat them out.
Absolutely, and I would say that in terms of some of the specifics, so I know that my charge has been to develop a curriculum that bridges aspects of the humanities and the social sciences and the professional schools. So taking the best elements that we have of the School of SPIA and of the College of Arts and Sciences, and figuring out how we can create pathways in them that will not only improve the quality of care that our graduates provide, but also to make them that much more competitive. So in this kind of loose umbrella that we call medical humanities, this is actually not a very new idea, but it's been very slow to kind of grow within the state of Indiana. So I thought it was vitally important to kind of get the ball rolling for it, to make our professional schools that much more competitive, to create that much better a quality graduate, which in turn would improve the healthcare of those serving the region, right? So this kind of cumulative effect, if you will.
I know when people think about IU, they think primarily, I said, when it comes to issues of medicine, to the School of Medicine, and of course, which there is a branch of it at Gary, as well as, of course, the big operation in Indianapolis and facilities as well, too, I guess, at Bloomington. Did they realize that it has to go beyond just training people to be doctors and nurses, for that matter, and getting more people involved to not only open up the as you say, the medical humanities profession into more specialized fields and more people that are qualified for these jobs?
That's right. So for this offers opportunities to students who, for different reasons, may not be academically qualified to get into a medical school or a nursing program. This offer, maybe that's, you know, if you're not dedicated to sciences or the hard sciences, this offers you different opportunities. So for different reasons, if you're not focused on the hard sciences, these programs may be a better fit. So we just feel like this is an ideal way to move into medicine or the sciences. It just offers different routes and broader opportunities for students.
That's IU Northwest Professor Susan Zinner, and with us in the studio along with Professor Zinner is Professor Jonathan Briggs and Professor Monica Salinas Saunders. They together have been working on a project which has been entitled the Health Studies Consortium, a project that is not only at IU Northwest but also involves the IU South Bend and the IU Kokomo campuses in dealing with the health humanities. They have picked up one of the two awards for this year's, I guess, the initial Regional Campus Grand Challenges Initiative. I think this is a new opportunity for folks on the IU campus faculty, regardless of whichever campus that you happen to be in, to be involved in this, is it not?
I mean, absolutely. And, you know, I believe I speak for my colleagues when I say we appreciate the opportunity to show that we have some interesting research and some interesting application of knowledge that applies here in the region that is worthy of, you know, the system's attention. And so, I appreciate the idea that the system has given us the capacity to really put into play some of these ideas and, you know, to in, in turn enrich the lives of the people here in the region and, of course, within the state in
now,
general.
Where all of you are at what point are you at in the project now? You've gotten the attention certainly of the folks in Bloomington. You've been able to apply for and receive the award and be involved in the initiative. What's next for the Health Studies Consortium? How far along are you going to carry it? And are you getting attention from the folks in Bloomington as well as other campuses to be able to make the changes that you have to be able to offer the curriculum and get students involved in these programs?
Well, I mean, at this point, we've gotten the curriculum approved, at least within our institution. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that it is being fast-tracked to allow us that we would be able to begin offering the minor as soon as the fall of 2017. So we could begin to kind of publicize it to students and let them know that this is an opportunity available to them. And, you know, we're looking again to add many, many more classes to that. So we're also in the process of reaching out to other professors on campus that we think could help us with mm-hmm. this and perhaps offer some very compelling classes that would be a part of it. So we kind of have a foundation built, but we're also looking immediately to expand.
That's great. Any students have expressed interest once they've learned about this that they'd like to be involved as students in whatever classes come out of the changes that are going to come about?
In the School of Public and Environmental Affairs, we have students who are extremely excited about the idea, and I'm sure that this is the same in the humanities at U Northwest. Mm-hmm. They also have an interest in perhaps developing some research projects with the faculty mentors, and there will be room for this. But also they understand that educational programs need to move along with the changes in the community. And now we know that our population average tends to live longer than even 10, 20 years ago. Therefore, people are more in need of specific services in the community. And therefore, our educational programs need to adjust to these specific needs of the community.
Let me talk about the community now that this is basically it's been based within IU and IU Northwest in particular. Have you had a chance to talk with anybody outside in the greater Northwest Indiana community about this? We know that hospitals have expressed interest in getting involved, and they have, of course, for years been involved with IU School of Medicine and in finding more doctors and nurses to come work with them in the projects and the services they offer. Are you finding any interest from the healthcare industry here in Northwest Indiana?
We haven't yet because mm-hmm. we're still kind of at an early stage, but there is a capstone requirement, and I think there's kind of the expectation that students would be reaching out into the community and engaging in a project which has real-life implications that would actually impact patient health.
I know that both IU and the other universities here in Indiana are very much interested in what they seem to call experiential learning. Mm-hmm. To get students involved not only in what they're learning in the classroom and in the laboratories on campus, but out there in the real world, so to speak. And this is a way that they can pick up experience as well that will benefit them in their careers, especially if they're starting out in something new and certainly as exciting as this one.
And I think that's, again, to reiterate mm-hmm. what Susan is saying here, like that's something at the heart of it. While we're building a foundation of what we might call much more traditional types of curriculum, the real goal here is to get to taking those ideas and applying them and applying them in hopefully in new contexts that will really have a transformative effect both for healthcare providers and for patients, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea is that we want something that's kind of transforming the experience of both sides of this equation.
Well, sounds like you have the attention certainly of the other faculty members on the IU Northwest campus, as well as IU South Bend and IU Kokomo, since they're working with you on this project, which again isn't called the Health Studies Consortium. It's a project that our guests in the studio, Professors Susan Zinner, Jonathan Briggs, and Monica Salinas Saunders, have been working on. They have been the investigators and the team doing the research into this. The project got sent on to IU Bloomington in what is being called the IU Regional Campus Grand Challenges Initiative. And they picked up one of the two awards for this initial year for this. I'm sure that you all are going to do your best to look for more funding. I know that you picked up $25,000, I guess, up to that amount in funding for the project, too. And I understand that you have an opportunity, or there will be opportunities to go out and look for some external funding as well to help keep this going, to keep it moving along.
This is actually the number one priority we now have, especially for the research part of the project. We are contemplating different avenues for research money. And so I can tell you that tomorrow we have our first meeting to discuss and brainstorm about how to propose a design for our longitudinal research study.